Hey, Vikings fans, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. A disappointing one, though, on the football field as the Vikings fall to the Detroit Lions 16-13 in Detroit. Detroit hosts this game every year, and they do a wonderful job. The Vikings get to participate today, but it's to a disappointing end, Paul.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. You know, as the Thanksgiving Day turkey goes, there are parts of the turkey that are moist and succulent, and you want them. And then there's the gizzard, and nobody likes the gizzard. We got the gizzard today. The Lions swept the Vikings for the first time since 2014, also did it in 2011, put a couple of dirty losses on the Vikings, won an overtime Golden Tate. Today, Matt Prater with his 12th game winner, a very emotional loss, and congratulations to the Detroit Lions. With five games to go, they're in first place atop the division.
The Vikings are 6-5 and now are behind the Detroit Lions in the division. With five games to go, it does not get any easier. The Dallas Cowboys come to U.S. Bank Stadium next week. Thinking back on the game, you know, not a lot of awful mistakes in this game. This was a closely contested game between the Vikings and the Lions, two teams that know each other very well. But a good player for Detroit, Darius Slay, made a great play in crunch time, intercepting a Sam Bradford pass to set Detroit up for the game winner.
Very prideful in the Vikings' defense in the second half. I thought the defense was spectacular. The offense had a lot of trouble getting explosive today. In fact, quite honestly, outside of a couple of plays, it didn't. For whatever the reason, you know, Joe Berger left the game, the center, due to a concussion. Right tackle Jeremiah Searles left it late. So you ended up with T.J. Clemmings, Alex Boone, Nick Easton at center, along with Brandon Fusco at right guard, and rookie Willie Beavers, who is from the Detroit area at right tackle. You know exactly how you drew it up in training camp. The 2016 common thread for the Minnesota Vikings has been that of injury. I'm not pinning the loss today on injury. It's just very unfortunate the way things are transpiring during the course of games. Vikings lost today. Again, credit the Detroit Lions. Matt Prater's unbelievable. I mean, he has the longest field goal in the history of the NFL, 2013 with Denver, 64 yards. He hit one from 58 at U.S. Bank Stadium 2.5 weeks ago, and he walked off a winner today. So you'll hear from the coaches. They made more plays. They won. They deserve to be in first place.
The Vikings started 5-0, of course, and they've fallen now to 6-5. Mike Zimmer said something earlier in the week in regard to something else. He said, "It's usually not as good as you think. It's usually not as bad as you think. The reality is somewhere in between." That's probably what you could say about the Vikings season. But with five games to go, what's left, Paul? What do the Vikings have to do?
Well, I think it's very frustrating right now. And it's frustrating because you just can't stop these injuries. I mean, seriously, it's every single week, every single game. Terrence Newman, Stephon Diggs, and Marcus Sherrills didn't play today. It's just something, it's tough to overcome as the season wears on. But you know what? On this Thanksgiving, I give thanks for having the opportunity to call my first game on Thanksgiving. I thought it was super cool. And I want to credit the Detroit Lions. They seriously are the cardiac cats. They've been trailing in the fourth quarter 11 games this year. They found a way to win seven of them. Only team in the history of the NFL to have 11 games decided to start the season by 7 points or fewer. They're extremely clutch, led by Matthew Stafford when it matters most. Today it was Darius Slay.
It is going to take a serious effort for someone to run down the Detroit Lions in this division over the final five games. The Vikings will get their effort going next Thursday night. They host the Dallas Cowboys on Thursday Night Football. The Dallas Cowboys, of course, play later on Thanksgiving. So that's a big game for your Minnesota Vikings. It's next Thursday night at U.S. Bank Stadium. For now, on behalf of Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, again, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for watching, and talk to you soon.